Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Councillor Daniel Shea, he's a councillor for Ward 72. Hello and good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cathy, and good morning to your listeners.
It's always such a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for making time. You are an incredibly busy man, so I won't hold you for too long. Firstly, contractors. What is the problem with contractors? Why are they not doing their jobs, Daniel? I mean, he laughs. No, I mean, have you noticed the water meters? Somebody said, well, you know what, you should celebrate them because they're blue and white and it's like Israel. Okay, so let's tell the city of Johannesburg that the Israeli flag is now appearing on all the pavements. It's obstructing prams and roller skates and bicycles and everything that we want to do on those pavements, including walking or running. And maybe then they'll actually sink them below ground as they're supposed to be.
I actually think what will happen, if we're being honest, there'll be like a 3-year debate and then they have a tender to paint them red. But no, in terms of quality of work, you're generally talking about Joburg Water.
Yes.
The quality of work is definitely below par. And I think in all government departments, the job pride level is also very low. So you come, you do your job, you go home. There's no sense of wanting to excel and go beyond or actually just meet the minimum standards. And it's because we don't work on a meritocracy in government. You get your paycheck no matter what. So I think we actually need to look at changing the way governments work in terms of, you have your employee of the month, you reward people for performing, and then you'll see government start working. But if we just keep using the same system we've used for the last 20 years, which is come to work, get a paycheck, we don't really check if you're productive or not, then we're going to have sloppy work being done.
So is that true for workers at City of Johannesburg in addition to the contractors?
So there's no quality controls done. It's literally, you fill in the paperwork, you get your paycheck.
So nobody checks if it's been done.
I can tell you, for example, less Joburg Water, because most of the time Joburg Water's workers are internal. But City Power, often calls get closed as being done, and no one's touched it. So it's a case of no one is checking that the guys that they're paying out are actually doing the job they're meant to do.
Is there no way to bring in a system where all the residents in one road all have to blue tick that everything is fine with that contractor's work before the contractor gets paid? Because that's who it's about, isn't it? It's about the residents, surely.
Yeah, so the reason why I developed my own tracking system is to keep the city accountable for work done.
Yes.
And for how long it takes to get done. So I've got, because the city is designed, the way their reporting systems are designed is that it's so obscure to go find it after the fact. And they don't share it with the public, and they definitely don't want to share it with councillors, because then they will be held accountable. So I've designed a parallel system essentially to keep them accountable and say, listen, you claim to do a repair here, but there was no repair done. So let's go get done properly and pay the right people to do it.
So they have to pay twice.
Sorry.
What I'm saying is, why aren't the contractors being held accountable? If they've been paid for something that they didn't do, why are they not? Why is that money not being claimed back from the contractors?
I think we're seeing 30 years of this is the way things have been done. It's buddies who get awarded tenders. You've deteriorated over 30 years that they start off doing some work and now they're doing less. But it's ANC deployment. You look at something like the Joburg Water Board. There's not one engineer sitting there. It's a secretary who happens to be the head of the Women's League type thing. It's all employees who have no idea about the field they've been put into. And it feeds down then through into the organization.
Daniel, I remember 15 years ago having a conversation with somebody who worked in the water sector. And he was telling me that with effluent, with sewage, there's this little, it's like a flap almost, that separates hard or solids from liquid, right? And when that flap broke, they didn't replace it. And it just, now your solids and your solid waste and your liquid waste were not being separated. And we have no idea how bad it is. That's what he was saying 15 years ago. And I really worry. I worry a lot now because we're 15 years down the road and what you're telling me isn't reassuring me at all. So what do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do as residents of Johannesburg?
So I think, well, from a political aspect, we actually have to look at how our voting patterns have occurred in the past and say, what do we do to fix it? What are the parties that work for us? A lot of the issues we're experiencing in the current term politically are due to people trying these smaller parties as a kind of Hail Mary, and these smaller parties have all been bought out by the ANC. And essentially just you carry on with the corruption. So I think we all have to unite around a party that is actually going to deliver services going forward, that has shown to be able to do that. But in the meantime, it's a case of literally we got to use these interventions like the tracker to hold people accountable and say this has not been done. And once we have this data, then we use people like you, like the media, to draw attention to these facts.
Okay. So where do we find your tracker? How do we get hold of your tracker? And is it only for your ward?
So we're rolling it out slowly across the city, councillor by councillor. But if you WhatsApp me on my number 069-470-2054, then what happens is you auto respond immediately saying, here's my tracker, please upload your issue here. So that's where you find it. It's a quick Google form. And then we've got all the data we need to hold the city accountable.
Okay. Daniel, thank you very, very much. And keep doing a great job. Thank you so much. That is Ward 72 Councillor Daniel Shea.